Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Culture Club HDX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavonna Roberts-Schreiber.
Hello.
Hi.
Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista, bio bae, biography, not biology.
Because no one ever knew what you
and were. Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who never walked a sideline. And I am, and also I'm co-host of Culture Club HDX. And here with my beautiful, best, blessed.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, we did that before.
Life's good.
Black and bossy co-host. And you are.
So everyone knows, because this is show 103, that I'm not bossy.
Oh, come on.
I am Shavonna Roberts-Schreiber, the executive producer and co-host of Culture Club HDX, the eighth wonder of the world. And my most important role, which I have to activate every week, is parliamentarian.
I
recorded a video. I actually recorded a video earlier of me saying it, and I said parliamentarian, because you get all weird when I say it.
Well, it's just ridiculous.
Anyway, baseball boyfriend Scott, who is not a guest because he has established that.
No, he's our co-host.
What are you doing?
Well, I don't know if I'm a co-host, but I'm here so often I can't really be a guest.
You're here so often.
Well, your baseball boyfriend Scott.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
So he's a friend of a show.
Sports analyst. We would allow you to analyze all sports should you be here often.
However, a correspondent.
You're a correspondent.
I know anything enough to comment on is baseball.
But I think you know about this first story. So lovely. What we got coming with the World Cup?
Oh, my God. We're so excited. The World Cup 2026 Houston Roundup. Houston's World Cup is 68 days out.
And by the time you're hearing this, it's like more like 63 or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, 64,
right.
Whatever.
So the full match lineup is set. Ronaldo is coming. A mystery national team is setting up base
camp
Ronaldo.
Here.
And we know who that is now.
Do we know who base camp or Ronaldo?
No, the base camp. The Democratic Republic of Congo is going to be at
Wow.
Stadium.
That's
how do you
amazing.
Know that? Look at
because,
your correspondent.
You know, I do my homework.
And the city just survived its biggest tourism stress test ever. The infrastructure is on track, except for streetlights and potholes.
Oh, stop.
And the ticket this prices are brutal, sheet. And Houston is ready. $1.5 billion economic impact is projected.
I'm going to pull a Hidalgo. I'm just going to show up with no ticket.
Yeah, I think I might.
I'm going to start pulling a Hidalgo.
I don't want to be there, so I'm not going to show up.
No, I'm going. I want to be at the World Cup.
I kind of want to be at one, maybe.
What $1.5 billion in direct impact means? That's three times as much as a Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's
it's three times more than any rodeo has ever produced.
Largest single event. Economic driver
in 3 weeks.
Houston history.
That's crazy.
In
yeah.
Houston history, the largest.
Okay, so lovely. Should we,
do we need
fire
to
up
read
our
the
intimacy,
matches?
Wellness? I mean, we need to make money. We need to make some of this $1.5 billion. So what are we going to do? Intimacy, wellness?
How to stay well during the World Cup.
How to stay well intimately during the World Cup. I mean, I don't know.
That works. I guess not. Magic
I am,
is going, mm,
I am towing
no.
a line here because yes, okay. FCC is listening.
So, April 11th, world record attempt. There's all kinds of things going on. Okay, the World Cup team, that the Sabercat Stadium has officially been designated a team base camp. So you're
it is
saying,
great.
You
yeah.
said, you
so
know
who's going to be there?
Well, that's their training facility. So the teams that are playing here have to have a training facility, and many of them are training in other cities and or other
right.
locations and are coming here just to play their matches. But the team from Congo is going to be
that, would you like
they're,
some
they're going to be
lovely.
Based.
They're using Tigercat Stadium as their or Sabercat Stadium as their permanent base.
So let me tell you what Sabercat Stadium one is a fantastic
have you
facility.
Been to a game there?
I
no.
have been.
It's
I went
it's
to
the rugby. Stadium.
I went to the rugby. I went to a rugby game there.
Yeah.
I have photos from the field because at the rugby games, all the players you do like this sort of family community yeah. thing. They're super handsome,
I
and
can't
I would imagine.
You lost him.
It's okay. We're gaining the World Cup.
And we're gaining the
We're just going to show up. We're pulling a Hidalgo. We're going. All right. So what else do we need to know about the World Cup?
Infrastructure's on track, but tight, supposedly. 120 blocks of downtown streets are being repaved. They're done by May. Main Street Promenade, pedestrian upgrade on track for June. $30 million in infrastructure.
Who's playing? No one cares about anything you're saying. What are the big matches?
Germany, June 14th, Germany versus Curacao. June 17th, Portugal versus the DR Congo. So Ronaldo, I guess he's from Portugal.
So everyone, June 17th is the date, right?
Yeah.
Ronaldo's going to be there.
Okay, June 20th, Netherlands versus Sweden. June 23rd, Portugal versus Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan. June 26th, Cabo Verde versus Saudi Arabia. June 29th, round of 32.
We don't
and
care.
July 4th is a round of 16. So we don't get championship games, right?
No.
Where are they?
No.
Do you know?
Do you know where the championships are, Baseball Perfect Scott?
I do, but I can't remember right
now. See? We have a person coming up in the show that can help you with that, with memory. Final Four was what?
In Indianapolis.
A bunch of BS. It's okay.
We didn't talk much. You didn't watch. I actually did end up watching. The very end.
You know, here.
I said I wasn't.
We're going to get to that in a minute. Anyway, World Cup is coming.
Well,
the dates you need to know about.
My
are...
bracket was winning. We're not going to stay there. We're going to stay here on World Cup.
Keep it moving. Yeah.
You know, like, my face is giving you the crickets. It's like, okay.
Did you see how much the tickets are going for?
For a World Cup? No, what are they?
$11,000 a seat.
Well, I'm pulling a Hidalgo, so I'm not looking at ticket costs. I'm just showing
Me
up.
Me either. We're going to call Rusty and see what he's got.
I'm just showing up. No, I'm just going to show up and be like, hi.
We're just going to go to our football seat.
I'm going to show up and be agreeable and see what that gets me.
Well, we are going to have the people from NRG here.
Wait a minute. But he goes
to talk about it.
But
maybe
can I not just be agreeable? Being agreeable. I am listening.
Gets you a long way.
I am listening on Audible to Pollyanna, the old school original book. And let me just tell you what, being agreeable can get you far in life.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
So I'm going to show up and be agreeable.
Yeah.
And if push comes to shove, I'll pull a Hidalgo.
Okay.
And I'm going to get in. Anyway, what else is happening in sports?
The Comets are coming back.
So this is a big deal.
It is huge. After 18 years, and I was fortunate enough to be at a luncheon yesterday, I guess. My gosh, was it just yesterday? With Gretchen Scheer, who was one of the speakers and is the president of the Rockets, and I guess probably going to be president of the Comets also.
Mm-hmm.
And they were about to find out about the renovation of the of Toyota Center, and it all happened at lunch. So I got to be standing next to her when she found out that it was like all past or whatever. That was so exciting.
So exciting. And for those of you who don't know, the Houston Comets are the WNBA team that started in, I guess, 2008 here in Houston?
No, they started in 1996.
But they went through 2008.
They won the championship. In fact, they won the...
I was at that game.
And they were right after the Rockets having won their championship.
So I used to date a guy who loved sports, and we had floor seats, and we would go to the Comets.
I never dated a guy who didn't. I'm sorry, I have to say that.
You know, my criteria for dating is intellect, and so not all folks who are, we know. Anyway, so this is super exciting. Okay, so what's happening? Baseball Orphan Scott, get us on track. So, entertainment, Connecticut Sun, that happened. We don't care about that. But the Comets are coming back. They'll be at the Toyota Center starting in 27.
So and we expect huge support because, of what's going on with the Rockets and, Tillman Fertitta is making huge waves. And
are we going to the playoffs? Magical. Can you get on the mic?
Yeah.
Are we going to the playoffs?
Are we in them already?
Yeah, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Who is they? The Comets?
Rockets. The Rockets. Started last
the Comets,
night, didn't
we just...
it? Was it last night? I was watching something.
No,
night before.
Night before.
Okay. And they won, right?
Yes.
So they're staying.
Who do we play next?
There's two or three regular seasons games left.
But we're officially in the playoffs.
And we're in the Western region?
No, we moved to the Eastern. We moved to the East. We have a bracket. Did you know that?
A professional bracket?
The Rockets have a bracket.
In case you don't know what this is about, forgive me, but in the beginning of the season,
I
asked if we did brackets for the pros.
She
which they
air.
Think is hysterical. But even better, my
is.
Brackets for March Madness were brilliant.
Okay.
I did the first.
You know who
round.
You sound like? I won't say the name because you will probably faint. But
who?
I won't.
Don't
anyway,
say Charles Barkley.
No, you he's great. He's a great commentator. Anyway,
excuse me.
Let's talk about what else happened in
How
sports.
How about Nothing baseball else? Boyfriend Scott? How about hearing about the Astros? Could we do that?
Sure,
is it
if you're
too
ready.
Soon?
No, let's do it.
I was born ready. Didn't you say that a
minute
ago?
I did say that.
I was born staring at people.
You were. She was.
What's your life? What are you doing?
I need that picture from your mother. It needs to be on the website. We have a picture of her at 4 months with her eyes huge.
I'm like boring a hole into the photographer. What are you doing, sir? Anyway, what's happening with the Astros?
Well, baseball is a game of constant surprises. Teams can get hot. Teams get cold. star players can look like bums and people you've never heard of can become star players. You know, there's less than 10% of the season that's in the books, and the Astros have already been both hot and cold.
Isn't that lovely?
They've already won five games in a row. They didn't win five games in a row last year until June. They've already lost four games in a row. They didn't lose four games in a row last year until July.
Are you a statistician?
Yes. Mm. And then they never lost more than five games in a row the whole season. So they've just really been inconsistent. And so what's with this? So on the plus side, they've been scoring a bunch of runs, and that's uncharacteristic for the recent Astros team.
We've talked about this. Remember last year we kept talking about you have to score points to win games.
That's right.
Folks.
So it's hard to overstate how much better the Astros are as a team with Yordan in the lineup. And now Christian Walker, who, as you all know, I was had kind of lost faith in after his season last year.
Is that puffery?
And after watching him in spring training, but he's hitting way over 300 and leads the American League in RBI. So he's having a great year.
Not puffery.
And a pod, I think, has come down and taken over.
Lovely.
Jose
are you on your phone?
I'm looking for a second.
Are you on your phone? Oh, okay. Are you distracted on our show? Are you distracted on our show? Okay. Baseball boyfriend Scott, continue. I'm listening.
That's all right.
Fully focused.
So Jose Altuve's hitting over 300, which sounds like the old Jose Altuve, but the old Jose Altuve hit 300 by swinging at every ball that came anywhere near the plate. And this year, he's second in the major leagues in walks. That's never happened before.
So
that
means, scared everyone.
No, that's maturity.
No,
he's more mature.
He's been very selective. Which is one of the things the Astros were preaching all year, being more selective at the plate. And two of their young players have gotten off to a good start. So if you say, well, their offense looks good, what's going on? Why aren't they undefeated? Well, the reason they're not undefeated is two reasons. Pitching, and if you can believe this, injuries already.
They need to talk to our next guest.
So in the
great age. They're all of the great age.
So with pitching, the offseason, the Astros went out and added a bunch of depth at starting pitching. But the depth that they added came from pitchers who were untried. Mike Burrows, Weiss, Amai from Japan, or who were returning from injuries.
So when you say untried, you mean untested, basically?
Untested. Well, it depends. So Burrows is in his second year as a player.
Where'd he go to college?
I don't remember. But
not the University of Arizona. Let's look it up.
For Pittsburgh.
If he went to University of Arizona, he'd be super good. What's his name?
Weiss, the guy, Mike Burrows. Weiss, the guy who just came from Korea. He pitched in Korea the last couple of years. And then Imai, who was a star in Japan, but is pitching in the major leagues using a different ball than they use in Japan and a different mound. So he's a guy who's had to adapt to American baseball. And then there are other pitchers. There are a lot of good pitchers coming back from injuries.
Lance he's cute, McCullers. So we like him.
Yeah. Christian Javier, Spencer Arrigetti, all coming back from injuries. And that group really hasn't found its sea legs yet. And the relief pitching has been spotty. Brian Abreu's not throwing strikes. And the starters' inability to go deep into games has really taxed their bullpen. And, of course, Josh Hader's still on the injured list. So in the offseason, the Astros completely revamped their training staff to try to avoid all the injuries they had last year that really crippled the team. But the early returns don't look so good in that area either. Their best pitcher, Hunter Brown, is out until at least May with shoulder problems. Ditto Christian Javier, who had two mediocre games as a starter but is now out with shoulder problems. And Jake Myers is now going on the injured list with back issues. So injuries are a part of the game, and the Astros will have to deal with them whether they like it or not. But injuries are the bane of consistency, and consistency is what they need. So their offense, to me, looks better on the field than it does on paper, and that's because of the Yordan effect. And I think that's going to last. I think that's a lasting effect. Their defense, on the other hand, looks better on paper than they've been playing, and that'll probably turn around. So what's that leave? It's their pitching. They need someone who can stand up and stabilize the rotation.
Yeah.
And someone to be the guys who can consistently stop rallies and close games. And that's the key.
Do we think it's Mike? So I looked him up. So he actually, waived his contract. He was going to go to University of Connecticut to play baseball, but he went to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he's drafted by the Pirates.
Yeah. So, I mean, do we think he can be the person?
Well, he's slotted in right now to be their number two starter, and his first two games, he didn't pitch badly, but he pitched like a number four starter, not a number two starter.
You know what? Some things need to build. His birthday is on November the 8th, and people who are born on the 8th are usually good humans.
Oh, okay.
My estimation. Yeah, right. So I'm just saying. Maybe. Well, I don't know, but what do you think?
Well, I thought last week, what you spoke about last week was the strength of the pitching group.
I said there was depth, yeah.
Yeah, there was depth, and you discussed. Yeah. Like,
so he's number two in that depth chart. Yeah.
Yeah, but their very best pitcher, the number three guy in the Cy Young voting last year, is out. And that's a guy you expect to pitch every fifth day and pitch well.
And is he out for the season?
Well, we don't know. Yeah, okay. He's out until at least May.
So I'm thinking our guy, Big Mike, maybe, I mean, I think he could be the...
And can really be a number two and not a number four.
Or maybe a number one even. He's big. I think he can. I could even do it.
He's a young guy.
26.
He's a young guy. His major league experience is limited. It's a lot to ask for a player like that, even a really, really
we have high
good
standards
player,
here.
To step up. So I think if what they really would be better served by is if Amai, who is a experienced professional player playing in a new environment, if he can make that switch, and if Lance McCullers, who's pitched one game really, really well already this year, if he can step up, then that will help.
It's like a three-eyed monster.
But getting Josh Hader back so that you have a dependable closer and taking some of the pressure off of Brian Abreu, I think will be really helpful too. But look, if the Astros can't show consistency in their pitching, both starting and relief pitching, they're not going to be competing for a title. They're just going to be inconsistent.
And you know what that is? Unacceptable. Yeah. So, Astros, if you're listening, you're welcome. We have basically told you exactly what you need to do. So get with the program, folks. I mean, you're like, that's a lot to ask. I'm like, I don't care. Let's ask.
Yeah,
we have high standard, right?
Well, we're used to seeing the Astros in the playoffs, and we like to see them come back this next year. And they have a lot of possibilities, and they have a lot of potential with the players that they have on the field. But
players, possibilities, and potential.
But they have to avoid injuries. Injuries killed them last year, and it can kill them again this year.
So let's talk about the Texans.
Okay.
Your favorite. Speaking of
my team that I didn't even know about this.
Baseball Warfare
Magical
Scott.
Just dropped.
Magical.
Very exciting.
We love and appreciate you for
so
keeping
we're
us.
Let you share it.
Yeah, Magical. Can you come on the mic and tell
come
us?
On the mic
do you need,
tell everybody
do you need a mic?
What's going
come on,
on.
What's happening?
Sorry. And what it means.
Hi.
Hello.
That was that was Scott's entourage that he's tripped over.
My bad. I'm very clumsy. The Texans have exercised the fifth-year options for C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson Jr., which could be the signs of them getting ready to do a contract extension for both of them, but they have extended through 2027. So,
but do we think this was a good move?
Yeah, I would say so.
I think it's a necessary predicate to doing anything else with those two players.
You do need to see CJ do something for a year, like establish something after last year, after the last 2 years, really. Will, he's proven enough at this point.
If someone gave me $36.2 million, I can establish anything, and I can prove
that's true.
Anything.
That's
CJ got $36
yeah,
million.
But for
dollars
1 year?
For one, it's fully guaranteed, so he could, like, crap out, and he's...
Yeah, but it's
listen,
still not.
Texans,
it's
listen.
Not the big contract.
Well, I think
like big guys.
The extension that he
$36 million in 1 year is still it's big enough for me.
The extension pays 21. I think I don't know that that's actually correct number.
Oh,
but,
so that's AI.
Yeah, that AI. Yeah, no. So just be careful with that.
Folks, don't trust AI.
But the contract extension for him is important, just because it gives the Texans another year to decide
this
what
is
to
real.
Do.
This
yeah,
is
that's the real.
Okay,
yeah.
So we have CJ. No, I was going to say the S word. We can't
that's
say that.
That's his existing contract.
That's value guaranteed at sign. Okay, so what is he getting in
that's
the extension?
That's for the first 5 years, I think.
So no, this says in 2027, years four.
Start
23 to 27.
CJ, call us and tell us how much money you're making for the next year.
So
and
this is for 28?
No, it's
27.
Oh, it is.
27.
So, CJ, let us know how much money you're making and if you're going to get it together for
so,
said amount.
Well, he doesn't get it. I mean, it doesn't start till next year. It's not this year.
But next year is right now, basically. Yeah.
Well, the extension is for his fifth year. So yeah, the fifth, this is his fourth year coming up, right. And then next year is his fifth year. Okay. But this year, it's a proven of he needs to show something so that he does get that big contract extension.
But if he doesn't show it, he doesn't get it. They can still access.
No.
There's still something that can be done.
Okay.
Unless he
But Will is getting it, right?
Baseball boyfriend Scott, what do we think?
Well, so what the Texans have done is committed to C.J. Stroud for one more year, and it was their option. So that's a choice that the team made, I think, which shows confidence in him.
$90 million.
And I think it's also set them up with a lot of options to go forward with how they handle CJ. And look, they've spent a lot of time and a lot of money trying to assemble an offensive line that can better protect him. And I think I think this will give him a real opportunity to show what he can do this year.
I agree.
Well, I don't know that I agree with this extension, but I'm okay being the naysayer.
Okay. Well, we're going to see.
We gon' see. This East Texas.
So our
right?
favorite we word, see. We'll see.
We gon' see. Okay. Maybe. So let's take a break and let's contemplate this because I don't know if that was the right move with the Texans. But, you know, no one asked me, so here we are.
All right.
We'll be back. Bye. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi!
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi.
Who's drinking champs?
I am in the daylight, which everyone who knows me knows I do not drink in the daylight.
Lovely.
I don't do happy hour. I don't do day drinking. And I'm doing it right now because I've had a touchy day.
So here's the thing.
Anyone who knows me knows what the day is that we're recording this.
So here's the thing that's interesting. Yeah. I think the time you should drink is during the day so you can sleep better. So you drink, you let it metabolize, and you go to bed. Anyway, Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the eighth wonder of the world, the executive producer.
You didn't. I didn't say who I was with, and
but
I didn't
that's
introduce
okay,
me either.
But we did earlier in the earlier segment, so we'll...
So you think people know who you are?
But we can...
Do you think that?
I'm confident. Show 103.
My day
but,
is just getting better.
But we're
well, they
here
to... know eighth wonder of the world.
Hello.
They don't remember anything.
Hello. We have some great guests.
We really do.
Well, not baseball we have, boyfriend Scott, because he said he's no longer a guest.
Well, and so he's a co-host this week of two segments
us.
At least.
Yeah. Okay.
The whole
yeah,
show.
You did tell us that, but then okay, you're never right. here, so you can't be
he's perpetually
a
on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But life is good.
Life
Who's
is good.
Joining us this week?
Thank you, Majel.
Fritz McDonald from the Great Age Movement, founder and president. Welcome, Fritz.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm how are you?
Excited to be here.
So, today... We're joined by Fritz McDonald, occupational therapist, geriatric rehabilitation specialist, and founder of the Great Age Movement. After nearly two decades working with seniors, Fritz saw that recovery wasn't just about physical rehab. It was about connection, movement, and purpose. So he created the Great Age Movement, a Houston-based nonprofit focused on helping older adults stay active.
Mature adults. Fritz, we're going to update that. Mature adults,
exactly.
Which we're both.
Which we've all landed on.
Hence
but that's
great
okay.
age.
Yes.
Through free fitness programs, outdoor wellness spaces, and community-driven initiatives across the city, Fritz is redefining what age looks like and providing no such thing as old age, only great age, which I'm so excited because, of course, I'm not in the great age.
Yet. Yes, I know. I've heard you've denied it in public.
Well, I'm sweet 16, as we
yes.
all know, you know. So anyway, yes. Fritz, welcome.
Thank you. I'm
okay,
happy
first
to be
question,
here.
An obvious one. Yes. Why did you start Great Age, re-embellish, and what was your inspiration particularly?
Well, as you said, I've been doing this for decades, which is shocking.
which is shocking to even think, but probably like 15 years into my career, I've done it all. Clinician, manager, corporate director, couple businesses, running rehab departments for seniors, usually post-hospitalization. Mm-hmm. And it's the whole gamut, you know, strokes.
Any particular, I'll say, so anything.
Yeah, we get strokes, amputees. I mean, we're in, you know, the world-class medical center area.
We are.
You get the cancer patients, you name it. And everybody needs a little bit of therapy, whether it's physical, emotional, or through connections with people.
Retail.
Retail, that's a good one.
That's or the champs. Best therapy.
Champs. Anyhow, probably in my 15th year of my career, I was thinking about making another career change, this being my longest. And
What was that? Magical. Hold on, Fritz. Magical. What was that? Nice. Oh, that was Lovely's phone or computer or something dinging. Oh, keep going, Fritz. Continue.
So you're right. Oh my God! I had it turned off before. Because
surprise!
Rules. It wasn't my phone.
This is why
my
I'm the parliamentarian.
We know you're important. You got a message.
We believe you. So keep going, Fritz. Sorry.
So at the 2016th year,
which was 15 years into your career.
That's correct. We were doing home health, and I had a moonlighting business with therapists, speech, physical, occupational, and we'd see patients after the hospital in their homes. We get them better. But they had nowhere to go. And most of the people I see are pretty poor. Of course, I see people on the high end of town, but mainly like second ward, third ward, fifth ward. And I'm thinking, these people really need to go somewhere. Because I keep seeing them year after year.
Because they keep having injuries and things that are causing them.
They're not
moving.
They're sitting on the on the couch watching Bonanza. The same Bonanza episode.
Bonanza, really?
Bonanza, yeah. I know.
Wow.
Okay, so you told us a little bit about where you sort of ideated the concept.
Yes.
So we have that.
So that's how it began. And I ran into Carolyn Farb, and she liked my personality. And she said, let's go to Carrabba's one night. And she's wearing her Stevie Nicks outfit. And we had a great time.
For those of you who don't know, Carolyn Farb is a legendary socialite art collector.
First Lady of Philanthropy.
Yes, of Houston, Texas.
Is socialite a term that we, is it derogatory or no?
No, it's turned into influencer. That's the new word for it.
No, it's
wondering.
Not.
Yes.
I no. just was asking.
No, that is not the new word.
Okay. Oh, that's what you're saying, no, too. Okay, so baseball boyfriend Scott, let's talk about this, because you had an injury about a year ago, and you are not in the demographic that Fritz serves. So I just want to point that out. But you were skiing, and then you, like, busted up your knee or something. Remember that?
I did.
Could you have benefited from the services that Fritz and crew provide?
Perhaps, but one of the things that I know, Fritz, you probably would relate to, is that I was at a program the other day and was talking about some of the advances in Alzheimer's drugs. And one of the things that they were talking about was that a key to proper treatment of Alzheimer's is socialization of the patient.
Yes.
The earlier that people in the great ages have a chance to be around more people, the better their likelihood
the
is
outcomes,
to resist the problems of Alzheimer's. And actually to slow down the advancement of it once they have it. And it sounds to me like what you're doing fits perfectly into that scenario.
That's right, because the people I see that started to come to my programs, I found out mainly poor people. They started going, they go to centers like Baker Ripley. They go to Houston Parks and Recs that have senior centers, but they're all like contained environments. So my mission from the get-go is to get people out of their homes, create innovative programs in green spaces, and just partner with like museums, like that's part of every society. And worked out worked out deals with these institutions to provide these free programming, and they helped bring these seniors to me. And it's really expanded.
I just wanted to say that I met you because my best friend was suffering from dementia.
Is that how we know Fritz?
Yes.
So, Fran, are you listening? Shout out to Fran.
She's listening.
Of course.
Yeah.
And critiquing.
Without a doubt.
We look cute.
We don't want to know what she has to say.
You're welcome. We look cute.
But anyway, I met Fritz.
Yes.
And unfortunately, she was socially isolated and we lost her.
Yes.
However,
prematurely,
was very high end situation. And I was fascinated with him. We even did dance lessons.
We did.
Which was just spectacular.
And she really connected
to that. She loved it.
So talk to us a little bit more about that.
I do see a lot of people with cognitive issues. So we tend to find ways to get around these kind of deficits. Like, for example, you can't remember things necessarily the next day, you mm-hmm. know? And so we just found cues and different types of brain activities to try to re-engage those things mm-hmm. that you can't connect. And connecting the dots eventually led to a little bit of memory gain.
So what about the team? I know that's
yeah,
our next question.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you have a big team or
that runs the charity?
Yeah, how many are there running great?
We have one contract employee, and she runs to all five locations, and we have 20 to 25 classes a month.
Oh, wow.
We see over 2,000 people a year, and it's grown from like zero to
So where two, are yes. the locations?
So we have one in the medical center. These are the fitness parks, evidence-based. They're covered. They have like Tai Chi wheels, moving bridges, striders, mm-hmm. and the equipment is designed to face each other to encourage socialization.
Can we send people who are not of the great age?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm thinking some folks I've dated. I'm like, you should go to this.
You can volunteer and you
your
work
brain,
out.
Your
this
suffering.
Is the beauty of our volunteer
yeah, okay,
program
good.
Is you actually work out with the seniors
okay,
and
great.
Encourage them. And suddenly you're getting all sorts of stories of their lives and it probably empowers your
so
life.
So everybody could go.
Everybody
technically,
could go.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, this
we're
is great.
All a great. We're all a great
yes.
age.
And then we have our program since 2019 at the Health Museum. It's a workout through the museum, and
oh,
it covers
wow.
balance, brisk walking, meditation.
Inside,
look
in
at me,
inside.
I'm balanced. Did you see this?
Yeah.
See,
yes.
see what's happening right
yes.
now?
Yes,
okay,
you're about to do your kung fu.
I just wanted to point that out.
And then we have like a dance off at the end, and everybody parks their canes and walkers, and they go up there, and they're doing Donna Summer's Bad Girl. Oh, they love it. And it's a remix. And then we provide a free, healthy lunch in the museum. How often do you get to eat in the museum? They
oh,
love
that
it.
Is fantastic.
So
that's
Texas
great.
Orthopedic is a partner. They come and they provide two doctors a month. And they talked about all sorts of things related to rehab and just engaging seniors from the educational standpoint.
So how do your clients find out about the service and how do they get to the locations?
You know,
so
you're a pro.
Yeah. You've really gotten with it.
Keeping us on track.
He's a pro.
Sign that we're out of time.
Yeah. You can go to thegreatage.org, which leads to our website that shows you the videos. It has even an archive of home exercises in your kitchen, in your bed, DIY projects, just to create activity in your life. You can also go to Discovery Green because we have a partnership there. And
oh, excellent. That's right.
Great age.
That's what we're here yeah. to actually talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about the Discovery Green. Well, you know yes. what? Let's talk about Discovery Green.
Okay, Discovery Green, we partnered with them in 2024, and they saw my other programs, and Catherine Loft, the president, said, hey,
yeah,
come over.
Who I know very
part.
Well.
And she goes, what can you do here with the seniors? We want seniors. So I was like, I can bring a bus of 100 people in 30 days. She goes, really? And I showed her.
Wow.
And then we activated their putting on the green.
Yes.
And also their shuffleboard. And their mega donors were like, you know, we need to get this going. And suddenly every month we have a couple hundred people. And then they asked, Fritz, remember you told me in the first interview you want to do a big festival with music and fashion? We want to do it with you. So we're their first nonprofit to partner with. We split the sponsorship proceeds. And to promote both.
So when's the festival?
April 24th, Friday, 12 to 5 p.m. We the Houston Ballet has a program called Dance to Thrive. They'll do with not just seniors. It's everybody's coming to this. Children, kids, you name it. And they're going to teach
but
you.
But first,
yes.
they're going to the Tickle Pink Luncheon at
yes,
the Post Oak Hotel.
Absolutely.
Which starts at 11.
That's
and I
right.
promise to have you out at 1. So
that's
we'll be right. a little late.
It won't
yes.
be 1. It won't
oh,
be
but
1.
If you're coming
after 1.
With the fashion show is sponsored by the Guild Shop.
Yay. They
get grants
so what
year.
Time does that start?
That starts at 3.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
Well,
it's perfect.
So
and
we'll show up with our
doctors from UT Health will be speaking from 1 to 3, and they have the first topic, sex at any age.
Hello, folks.
Yep.
Can we say sex on the radio?
And they have a lot of research on it, so they're going to bring that, and there's topics on
I don't know.
You
know. What do you have to ask?
Cognition. There's a life coach from United Airlines that's going to speak on living your best, you know, your best potential, and we have a heart doctor. She's pretty amazing. With
you know who you don't have us.
Yeah, you don't.
Yes.
Have
and
us.
We need to be there because we need to
yes.
talk about
we
staying.
Close it out at 4.
Yes,
we do. We need to talk about staying fabulous. We talk
I
about
mean,
this
seriously.
Every week. No, seriously.
Maybe you could do.
I had somebody tell me yesterday, "You're not going to like this."
What?
That they don't think we. They think we look like we're the same age. She's 30 years younger than
oh,
I.
Oh, I like that.
Like 34, I think.
Yeah, this. I'm a
but
relic.
They said
folks.
That.
I am a relic.
I know. You're
I will
a relic,
look like this until
oh,
I'm 100.
And the NBA's Space City seniors are going to be performing on stage.
Oh, yay.
We have Deuna, a legendary Deuna Greenleaf. that she does Jazzy Sundays.
Cool.
She's
going to
be singing. We have
so we'll come by three.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll mob in.
Yes. And then Joanne Harry King is going to be walking the runway at the end.
She
yes.
is.
Legendary Joanne.
Scott wants to walk
You're
the runway.
Walk with her, right?
Yes. Scott's yes. going to be the escort. Can Scott be the escort? No. Baseball yes. boyfriend Scott. We'll rent you out. No.
Yeah, sure.
He's busy. He already told me.
No, but he looks good in yes. a suit. We've established.
Oh, we
that.
Want him to come in a suit.
I don't know what's happening
today. I can escort
today.
Joanne.
You don't know what's happening. Yeah, well, he has shown up in a suit. I guess we're now chopped liver. Yeah. He's got his entourage.
Yeah. Hello, entourage.
I mean, what are we supposed to say?
No, this is all BS.
And Dr. Terry Alani, she was on the Golden Bachelor oh, yeah. contestant last year.
Let me just say,
she's already divorced, right?
She should be one of your talks here.
Why is
she
she's already divorced? Why are we spreading doom and gloom?
Wait, we
believe. I don't know.
She's
making it up.
The second one.
What do you mean?
There have been two episodes.
We're off task. Okay, so how do they find out about the great age?
Right. Tell us one more
Okay,
time.
You can go to thegreatage.org, and it goes right to our website. You can also go to discoverygreen.com. It'll
yes.
tell you about the festival, about the programming. You can call me. My number's on the website.
Give your number on the
yes.
air.
Oh, gosh. Okay,
do it.
Yes.
I dare you.
832. Oh, this is for spam calls, right?
No, I mean, people want to know.
Yes, 832-620-2320. And my block is strong if you're spam. I'm letting y'all know.
No, I'm like, I'm old school. I call people. Yeah, we call each
we
other.
Do.
We talk.
Or email, greatagemovement@gmail.com.
Nobody's doing that. I got too many emails.
We got to fix that.
Okay, so Fritz, this has been
yes.
fantastic.
Yes,
thank you so much. So greatagemovement.com or what?
No, thegreatage.org, because it's a
great
age.
Great
and then greatagemovement@gmail.com.
That's and one more thing.
Yes.
Can we have him back after to talk about the success and what's next?
Yes.
And to share our pictures? Of course.
This is the first festival.
So in May, you can come back and talk
yeah,
about
and
how,
tell us how, yes.
how Siobhana balanced.
And you know, one last thing
yes.
we need to share, that you were on the Today Show, and they can find that. There's
That's
links
right.
all over the place.
Right.
But this is more fun.
Well,
yes. y'all are all welcome.
Right.
We had over 3 million people see us.
Mm-hmm. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
So there may be 3 million people there.
But I didn't have Hoda interview me, by the way.
You know, it's okay.
Well,
that's Lisa's.
Depressing.
That's Lisa's. Anyway, this has been fantastic.
Yes, thank you.
Baseball boyfriend Scott.
Yes, exactly.
The next time he gets banged up from skiing, yes. call Fritz.
I'll yeah. do that.
Will you?
I'm going to try not to get banged up for skiing anymore. Once
okay.
is enough.
Once is enough.
You can do the double diamonds, the black diamonds?
Not anymore, I can't.
I can only do the blue ones.
Mm.
My 9-year-old granddaughter does black diamonds and moguls on Ajax, the hardest mountain.
You know,
in the
all
world.
This is good, but I'm like, I just hang out at the lodge
yes.
and drink champagne.
Champagne, yes.
Hello. All right.
And
so
that's a 7. That's an 8 in the ski. You know.
No, I just sit there. I don't say anything. I sit there and let people come to me.
Yes.
Anyway, this has been great. Thank you again. We're going to go to a break.
Bye.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now it's time to talk some business with Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
And we're back.
Remember last week? I listened to our show last week when the AI
we
lovely
didn't know
showed
if we were
up.
Back or not.
No, we didn't know if you were back. We were here. Magical and I were here. You were like, hello, Siobhana. And I was like, is this a hologram? Is this
show? Don't make me so
no, no, it was like, hello, Siobhana. That was a great segment. Remember? It was very bizarre.
I'm going to have, of course, I haven't listened. Forgive me, God, for I have sinned.
Business.
This is so exciting.
Get
I'm
your
Lisa Holland
voice.
Nelson Bowman
mm-hmm,
Lombardi.
Mm-hmm.
Fashionista, BioBabe, biography, not biology, but we don't have one now. Mm-hmm. And Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline. And I'm here with my beautiful, brilliant, blessed
baseball boyfriend, Scott.
Yes, baseball boyfriend, Scott.
And then it's me.
Baseball boyfriend Scott is here to be with us as one of the three co-hosts of this segment. And guess
this
who else
epic,
is here? She's here.
This epic.
The five Bs.
Is it puffery? This epic best show you've ever heard in your
whole entire
life.
Yeah, the best show
you've
ever heard.
That would be puffery.
Is that puffery?
This will be the
puffery.
Best show anyone's ever heard.
Well, this is what I can guarantee.
That would be a prediction. Puffery is
it. What I can guarantee is if you listen to us, your life will be blessed and better.
Okay.
I can guarantee that.
Right. People
is that
think
puffery?
That.
It's a fact.
Did you know people think that? Some of the comments.
It's not
like,
puffery.
Oh
anyway,
God.
So business. Okay, so number one.
Oh, who are you? You're talking.
Shavonna Robbins-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HGX, the executive producer, the eighth wonder of the world, and my most important role is the parliamentarian, which I'm not doing a good job at.
No, you're going to
thank you,
work on
rarely.
That.
Thank
does
you,
she
lovely.
Do a good job.
But okay, so we're in business, and so let's talk a little bit about the business of sports because we were talking earlier in the show about the contract extension for CJ and what's his face,
Will Anderson.
Will Anderson Jr.
And so I stand corrected. Magical said that I thought CJ was getting $36 million for an extension, but it's actually 25. Magical,
25.
Only 25. My bad. $25 million. CJ, listen, if you don't get it together, sir, no one's going to be sad.
What
for
does
you.
It net out each week? I'm so curious.
I don't know. But what I want to, I mean, all I know is that that's a lot of money and that's enough for you to get it together.
Well, that's not this year. It's next year. So if he doesn't get it together this year, he may not get it next year.
Either way, it's enough motivation. But let's talk about the food bank. What's happening with the food bank?
I'm so excited about this. I know we all love the food bank. But
that's puffery. She loves everything.
No, I love the food bank. They've been my client. They were my client for years. We did Houston Restaurant Weeks with them.
Oh, that's
for
right.
Years.
Yeah.
And I think Brian Green is one of the best CEOs I've ever known, the head of the food bank. And this is
baseball
so exciting.
Baseball boyfriend Scott nods and agrees.
Pardon? What'd you say?
He nods in agreement.
Yeah.
To that.
So
yeah,
Houston's food bank's $145 million second location is going to break ground this summer. Houston Food Bank is already the largest food bank in the U.S.
Yes.
And they're building a 305,000 square foot second facility in North Houston, with vertical construction starting July or August 2026 and delivery expected in late summer or fall of 28. So it's at Ella and 249 in North
far
Houston.
Away.
Well, it's, you know what? It's not far from Marla. Mm. It's not far from, I think that's near Champions, isn't that?
No clue, but
okay.
Nevertheless.
Anyway,
on
53 acres donated by Chevron in 2022, valued at $10 million. Thank you so much. So it's huge. It's 120,000 square foot warehouse with 37 docks.
So what this means is that if you don't know, and I'm sure you know if you're listening to this show, that the food bank services so many Houstonians who are either under, for whatever reason, resourced, and so they don't have enough to meet the needs, food needs that they have. And so this means more impact, basically. I mean, in short, right? They're able to have a greater impact as a result of expanding their facilities, which is fantastic.
Unbelievable. And they're raising $145 million, as I said before. But 85% of it has been raised in the quiet phase. Which,
oh, that's crazy.
For those
that's
of
awesome.
You who don't know about fundraising,
that's
there is
amazing.
Always a quiet phase. And generally, you want to get to at least 50% in mm-hmm. the quiet phase. Mm-hmm. So this is spectacular that, you know, they only have $25 million to go. You know what I mean?
Like, so CJ, you can donate your salary in 2007 to the
you
food
could
bank.
And
yeah.
get us over the edge. And anyway, this is even more exciting, if I may say.
Sure.
It's being built by a design build team from Houston. Kirksey Architecture is designing it, and Houston-based Tellefson is the contractor.
I think that's great.
I think it's so great.
And the other thing I'll say is, you know, often when people think about food banks, they think about the most vulnerable populations, which is fair. But also, when we have disasters, so, you know, hurricanes.
It's everybody. It is.
Because
everybody.
That's just what it is. So, I mean, we should support this work, and we're super excited that it's happening.
So excited.
Speaking
Thank
of
you.
Food, GLP-1s have had a thing happen?
Well, they're a fact.
What do you know about this?
I don't know anything about GLP-1.
I mean, you got the show sheet. What would you know? Come on.
So everyone in the world that you see who's half the size they were 6 months ago is doing a GLP-1. And now there's pills. You don't have to give yourself a shot every week. Now you can just take a tablet.
Here's what I do know. No matter how large that customer base becomes, it's going to be served significantly out of Houston because they're building a huge facility.
Is that puffery?
Thank
you
very
much. No, that's real.
It's a fact.
That's our
story. So who's building a facility?
Eli Lilly.
Where are they building it? Do we know?
Let's see.
What would be interesting is they build it next to the food bank.
It's in Northeast Houston. I'm not sure where.
They should build it next to the food bank.
Well,
that would be an interesting hilarious juxtaposition, wouldn't it?
Anyway, yeah.
But it's for the small molecule GLP-1 pill, which is already approved by the FDA, no injection, and you can take it any time of day without food or water restrictions, unlike Ozempic and Wegovy.
So I don't know about that, but what I do know is this means jobs. This means economic development for our city, which is something we care a lot about, and so that's great. And so thank you, Eli, for choosing Houston. Of all the places you could choose to build this, thank you for choosing
Houston. May I make a shout out?
Maybe.
My friend, very good friend, and ALF fellow, senior fellow, Brenda Hellyer, who's the head of San Jacinto Community College, is given credit by the Greater Houston Partnership for closing this deal.
Oh, excellent. And that's a shout out we can make.
She deserves it. I mean, I'm so proud of her. She's just really a force and has made such a difference at San Jac and now for our whole city. So thank
you.
Well, and if you think about it, it's a different kind of component to a world-class medical center that we have
for sure.
Here. A drug manufacturing facility of significant size. That's a feather in any city's cap, but I think it produces a lot of synergy with our medical community here and maybe offers some insight as to what else might be happening here in the future.
And it's the first major pharma plant in Texas history. Most of the farmers in the Northeast.
Right. Should we pull a Hidalgo and just go show up for a tour? We'll put a question mark there.
No, that's what she did.
Why? That's what happened. Anyway, that was in the Chronicle. So this is in your wheelhouse. So the Kinder Bowl, Texas Bowl, Texas, which is the college bowl game that we have here. They have a new chairman.
Yeah, Dennis Brand.
Dennis Brand.
Do you know him?
I do. I knew him when he was a lawyer and the managing partner at the Winstead firm. Good
guy,
good choice.
He
was. I think he's more recently at Greenberg Traurig.
Yeah. Okay, so what is he up to?
Well, he's going to be the chairman of the Texas Bowl, which is a 2-year job, I think.
And, yep.
That's an important community event, and it's been one that's been successful here because they've been successful at being able to attract quality teams to play here.
Big 12 and SEC. So I used to sit on the board for the Texas Bowl 100 years ago, and it has definitely grown in the impact, but also the matchups. I remember when we were negotiating with ESPN on like which matchup we would get. So we were like 5 and 6 forever and ever. But then it ultimately settled out that it was the Big 12, SEC in general. And then there's some other negotiation that goes into which team you get. But for example, last year we had U of H. Shout out to the Cougs. Magical. You're welcome. And LSU.
Fill the stadium.
Fill the entire, I mean, this is amazing. So
and fantastic, and ESPN owns the Texas Bowl, so guess who should be covering it?
Are y'all listening? Do y'all hear us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what do we know about your guy, Scott? You vote for him? You think he's going to be good?
Well, I think he's going to be good. I think he's a savvy executive, and I think he'll do a good job in that capacity.
And one of the last things we'll say about this is that DePelchin, which is the oldest children's charity and adoption agency in this state, is the benefactor of all of the Texas Bowl sort of
beneficiary.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
$3 million
last year. And over the years, I think it's been 20 years now. So I don't even know if it's probably in the 20 or maybe even $30 million. I mean, it's been spectacular. So if for no other reason, you should buy tickets to the Texas Bowl and go and support it because it goes to a good cause.
Well, who knows? Arizona might be in it next year. Well, I guess they can't be.
Why can't they be?
Well, they could be.
I'm just staring at you.
Well, because I was thought you.
Well, because she doesn't want us to talk about
playoffs.
Arizona, but we're in business, but we're kind of in sports. Are we?
We can talk about Arizona.
No, we're going to talk about.
You have 1 minute to talk.
I have to talk about.
You have 1 minute. I'm
just
right
want to know, and anybody who wants to text us call us, whatever.
Text her, don't text me.
Why was the Elite Eight and the Final Four scores 20 points apart? The best teams ever get into these games and crater. I just didn't know.
Pressure.
I wouldn't say that crater. Yeah, I mean, that does happen sometimes.
Well,
but what happens is they have teams that step up and go on big runs. You know, basketball is a game of streaks. And people that go on big runs like that and get momentum behind them can open up a big lead. And then it's a question of just holding it once you get there. And I think if you look at the history of March Madness, you'll see a lot of these well-matched teams who end up playing games that are not close. And that's not just true on the Final Four. I mean, how many Super Bowls have you seen that have been blowouts? A lot.
Well, true.
How many bowl games have you seen?
But we watch these
cliffhangers. How many college football playoff games have you seen that are supposed to be close that turn out to be blowouts? It's not necessarily just because one team plays badly.
My team didn't get blown out. They lost by one.
What I will say really is the following. So shout out to my University of Arizona Wildcats. Right. Good run. Here's what it comes down to. Not everyone could withstand pressure. When you're in the Final Four, this is the big league, folks.
You're right.
You got to bring it. And you can't be dilly-dallying around and hokey-pokey. Like, can you play and can you score points or no? If no, then you're going to lose. And that's what happened. And with that, we'll take a break. I mean, that's like a very business-like.
This is the end of the show, I
think. Oh, no. Is it the end of our show? Magical. It's very sad.
I know.
So we're ending on get your you-know-what together and score points in life.
Get your A in gear.
Get your A in gear and your you-know-what together.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be more broad-minded and say no matter what your endeavor, don't succumb to the pressure.
I'm going to be direct. I'm over being broad-minded. Yeah, like I'm like, yeah.
We have other broad things in our lives.
Anyway, so baseball boyfriend Scott, of course, always a
Thank
pleasure.
You. Thank you.
Are you going to be back next week? Oh, no. He's on holiday. Okay.
He's on holiday, and we are too next week.
No, we're not. We have a show.
We don't have a show next week, do we?
Anyway, we're going to. Bye, y'all. What do we want people to do?
We want them to stay elegant.
Stay bold. Bold is first, but
stay bold.
Stay elegant.
Stay focused.
Stay fit.
Stay fabulous.
Please.
Please. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.